This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 30th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Obama administration has nominated Christopher Hart to the National Transportation Safety Board. If that name sounds vaguely familiar, Hart served on the board from 1990 through 93. The White House notes that since 1995, Hart has applied his legal and technical backgrounds at the FAA to create processes for using information proactively to identify and address safety issues before they cause mishaps. He's also served as Deputy Administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, as well as in roles with DOT, the Air Transport Association, and in private practice. Hart is also a pilot with commercial, multi-engine, and instrument ratings. Bell Helicopters says it has reached a new contract agreement with UAW Local 317, covering 340 office and clerical workers at Bell facilities in Fort Worth, Hearst, Arlington, Grand Prairie, and Roanoke, Texas. 86% of local members voted yes on the deal. The three-year contract includes a health care package with three options, similar to the plan most other Bell and Textron employees have. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports the contract includes a $3,500 ratification bonus and no increase in base wages in 2009, but 3% raises in each of the following 2 years. Negotiations with UAW Local 218, which represents manufacturing workers for Bell Helicopter, remain unresolved. Celebrity pitchman Billy Mays, who is widely parodied for his OxyClean commercials, apparently died in his sleep Saturday night at the age of 50. Now, his wife has told Tampa area media he complained of not feeling well when he turned in for the night. Mays had reported being struck in the head by unspecified falling objects when his U.S. Airways flight blew its nose gear tires during a hard landing in Tampa earlier in the day. Mays told the local Fox TV affiliate, quote, "All of a sudden, as we hit, you know, it was just the hardest hit. All of the things from the ceiling started dropping. It hit me on the head, but I got a hard head," unquote. The incident has chilling parallels to the March 16th skiing accident, which claimed the life of actress Natasha Richardson. She dismissed the severity of her bump on the head at first and declined treatment when responders arrived. She later died. An autopsy for Billy Mays and the FAA preliminary report on the U.S. Airways incident or accident are pending. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. You'll get to sit in the Stratus jet at Oshkosh. Owners of older King Airs get another engine replacement option. And NASA wants your input cataloging the Von Braun collection. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll get a look ahead to next week's Arlington fly-in from Executive Director Barbara Tolbert. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.